This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Let's land here for a minute.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What was it called?
The Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, man, am I really on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
14-3. David in Oregon, I'm glad you pulled over, sir.
Raiders go 14-3.
Today's guests, the second gentleman of the United States, Douglas Emhoff, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, Sam Amick, Formula E CEO, Jeff Dodds, co-founder of Lava Media, Jason Flom. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the Rich Eisen Show, and that's not the royal we. It's all of us together. We unite on the Rich Eisen Show, and we are here for you over the next 3 hours, and we are going to be all over the figurative map, sports, and so much more. 844-204-RICH, as always, is the number to dial to have a conversation with us, and we welcome those watching on the Roku channel on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate. If you're listening there, we appreciate you, as well as Sirius XM, Odyssey, and then there's our podcast listeners who listen to us whenever they darn well please, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. We say hello to all of you here on an NBA draft day and night. Hey. The NBA draft is tonight. The NBA Finals, as we all know, ended last week with the Celtics winning it all. The NHL draft is on Friday, so we got two drafts. We got two finals or final in the books. Major League Baseball season is up and running, as we all know, and lots to talk about on this program. Four guests, the second gentleman of the United States, Doug Emhoff, is in our green room right now. He's going to come out. I've known him for quite some time, so this is kind of a fun, interesting, and a great personal moment for me that he's going to be here on the show as a guest. And he'll be joining us. I believe he's going to be playing the Rams win-loss game for us.
Okay.
Because
nice.
he's a Los Angeles Rams fan, and he's also, I'm sure, ready to talk about his Lakers and things of that nature here on this program. Sam Amick will be joining us in hour number two in advance of the draft. He's the one who reported on The Athletic yesterday that the Lakers are ready to throw the Supermax contract at LeBron. And so we'll get a 2 cents from him on that subject matter. Good to see you over there,
hey,
Chris
Rich.
Brockman. How are you?
I'm great, man. What's up?
What's up, Jay Felly? Good to see you.
What's up, Rich?
TJ Jefferson. How about those Mets last night, huh?
How about the more importantly, Rich,
yes,
I'm wearing a shirt with buttons for the first time in the history that I've been on the show.
Okay, and
it seems only right that I might have to jump in if necessary to help our friends in the back.
Oh, is that, are you talking about the security that is here in advance of
the detail?
me giving the top five list of the most underrated games of week one later on. Is that what it is?
Look, I'm just here to help. I'm
very
just
good.
Here to help.
Very what, good. You put on the
red team go.
You put
red,
on red the glasses go. And everything.
These are Pradas, by the way.
It's an interesting day today here in our neighborhood for sure. Hey, let's start with this piece of information. The New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets made a trade. Yeah. Last time that happened, the Nets were in New Jersey, 1983. Were they in New Jersey? Were they still in Long Island in 1983? I should have even looked that up.
Long.
1983, when Len Elmore, who a lot of fans may know because he calls some NCAA tournament games,
right.
for CBS. Len Elmore was involved in that trade.
Still in New Jersey.
1983, 41 years it took for the Nets and Knicks to strike a deal with one another.
We're back.
We're back. Predates, forget about Kyrie Irving's fandom for the New Jersey Nets. I think it predates Kyrie Irving's existence on this flat earth.
I think you're right.
And so look at the Knicks and the Nets making a trade.
How about that?
And speaking of Len Elmore calling NCAA tournament games, maybe he called one involving the Villanova Wildcats when they were winning championships together in 2016 and 2018. Because the Nova Knicks, as we were referring to them in their remarkable run this year that wound up, unfortunately for them, in an injury-marred ending of a season shy of the Eastern Conference Finals that few people expected them to make anyway, leading into the season when they were all full strength. But Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo, former teammates for those championship Villanova Wildcats, they were referred to as the Nova Knicks. Mm-hmm. Well, the Nova Knicks just got more Nova Nicky. Because Mikal Bridges, who was on that team with Josh Hart and the Big Ragu and Jalen Brunson, he's a Knick.
Wow.
And the Nets traded Bojan Bogdanovic, who they received in the middle of the season last year, and then he's one of the many Knicks that got hurt in the playoff run. So it was nice knowing you, B squared. He's gone, as are
a lot of picks.
Five first round picks. And a couple of seconds got traded as well. And all I am saying is this, just to tell you, I don't care how many first round picks the Knicks gave up. And it doesn't even involve one. No, I don't care. Because the Knicks are probably thinking to themselves, this is overall pick 18 to 25, 20 to 27, or heaven forbid, one of them could be the 30th overall pick. You know, that's what they're thinking. And by the way, the first round picks, this is such an NBA thing, on the draft day, it doesn't even involve a pick tonight.
No. Why would it?
Could you imagine an NFL trade for first round picks on draft day that doesn't involve that night's draft? Could you imagine what would be said about that?
That's the way the NBA works these days, man.
You're giving GMs ideas right
now. Dude, no, but there's no idea. Like, there's no way somebody of significance would be traded on draft day in the NFL for a first-round pick or multiple picks that don't even involve that night's draft. But that's the NBA. So whoever the Knicks were possibly going to draft in 2025 or 2027 or 2029 or, yes, 2031. Well. And you can't even say they're going to be a Brooklyn Net because the Nets might use these to trade for somebody else. Listen. And then in terms of the guy that they get, guy shoots threes and defends. This guy was the defensive player of the year runner-up in 2022. And after what we just saw, everybody's going to have to try and beat the Celtics, certainly if you're in the Eastern Conference, certainly if you're in their division, if you really don't even want to talk about that sort of stuff, because divisions really don't matter much anymore in the NBA. You gotta shoot threes and defend the three. Defend the perimeter when you're dealing with Brown and Tatum. And he was just shy of scoring 20 points a game. And here's the best part about it for you Knicks fans who might be wondering, how is Tom Thibodeau going to grind this guy down to dust and run him into the ground?
Great question.
Well, he hasn't missed a game in his NBA career. He didn't miss a game in college either. And how about this one? Who is the league leader in minutes played in the 2021-22 and 2022-2023 seasons? Bridges. He's used to logging minutes.
Not only that, Rich, he's never missed a game.
That's right.
He's never missed a game. Always there.
Played in all 474 games of his career.
Wait till Tibbs is his coach.
Never missed a game in college either. But what do you mean wait till Tibbs Even if he makes some minutes later, it's like, oh, he's been there, done that.
Honest question. Do you trust Tibbs to coach this team now?
Absolutely do.
Shouldn't they just hire Jay Wright?
Just to complete the Nova Knicks?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I saw a great tweet. The Knicks throwback City Connects are just going to be Villanova uniforms.
Right.
Why There's not?
Your pipeline.
Hey, they know each other. I love this. Look at the Josh Hart Instagram. It's a screen grab of all four guys. Just celebrating with each other.
Cool.
Look at Brunson's face. Like, what's up? Oh boy, Bridges on his X account. Just put it all out there. This is crazy. LOL. Okay, I still think, you know. Does this mean they're gonna not sign OG Anunoby? I don't know. As you pointed out in our pre-show conversation, Chris, a lot of the guys play the same position. And
OG wants 200 mil.
Fine, give it to him. Whatever. So
give it to him.
Why not? What do I care? It's not my money.
Give it to him.
What are they? The Sphere is pumping out revenue in Vegas every single time that there's an event.
It's just
give me a break. What do you think? Dolan doesn't have it?
No, he has.
Throw it into what? It's put in the luxury tax. Get out of here.
We're nickel and dime football players, right? We're like, you don't deserve $50 million, even though you're the best player on the field.
I don't say that here.
I'm just saying in general. Give basketball players $200 million. Who cares?
That man, his money.
What do I care? Malik Monk's making $75 million under contract. What do I care? Not my money. And OG can play, man.
OG can play.
Yes, sir. And he can play in New York. He's already proven that. So let's go.
So right now, Villanova like is to the Knicks what Georgia is to the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. Good
that
one.
Pipeline.
I right like there. It.
Good one. Yeah. Good one.
Okay.
Not bad. But you're like fired Tibbs bringing Jay Wright.
Yes.
You know who would say no 100%. To that? You know who'd say no to that?
Tibbs.
Jay Wright.
Oh.
You don't think Jay Wright rich?
What? You don't think Jay Wright wants to coach
Let's
the Knicks?
Imagine nope. right now.
With all the guys he won titles with? God
I'm sure he's on a golf course run where what today just laughing.
You just got done saying Dolan's got a lot of money. If something, God forbid, happened to Tibbs and he couldn't coach.
Well, I mean, there's
Jay
that.
Wright, here's a bunch of kids you've already coached.
There's that. I'm not saying to fire Tom Thibodeau.
Well, yeah, not firing, but I'm, you know.
Tom Thibodeau is one of the best coaches in the NBA.
I think Chris disagrees.
Well, because he thinks he runs players into the ground and so on and so forth, and that the reason why everyone got hurt is Tibbs' fault.
Well, I mean.
I don't think there's any. I don't think you can say that with certainty. I don't think anybody can say that with certainty.
That's true. I'm not a doctor.
But I mean, you know, what? Everybody blames the Derrick Rose's ACL on him, and the Knicks fell apart physically. I don't think the Knicks should do anything other than run it back, get OG Anunoby, and I don't know. Can you get somebody else
too? Think about that.
Yeah, you're going to get Randall back too. Yeah. Oh yeah, let's go.
You're Knicks.
Mitchell Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein.
That's your boy.
He needs to get paid.
That's fine with me. Pay him too.
Rich is just handing out money, like,
dude. Do you know how much a ticket in the Garden costs? That's why they all showed up in your spot in Philadelphia.
That's true.
It's cheaper.
Good point.
With an Acela train ticket on top of it, it still came out with less money out of their pocket to see a Knicks playoff game. Get out of here, man. What do I care?
Pay him. Pay this man.
Yeah, pay him. Why not?
Rich has handed out hundreds like he's the million-dollar man.
I mean, any Knick fan that's freaking out, oh, he gave up all these draft choices. Why not? Who cares? Honestly, like, you tell me tonight, if you have no interest in the teams that are drafting tonight, in the last 10 picks of the first round, are you watching?
Yeah, I'm still going to watch.
Okay. You watching, Chris?
Of course.
You watch? You really are?
Because there's going to be a star there, even though I don't know who he is now. There will be a star getting drafted that day.
I'll watch the first, 10 picks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, of course, you can draft somebody late in the first round that is significant and can be somebody who can help you. But if you're the Knicks and you did what you just did and you can add somebody else who not only can shoot but defend and knows the chemistry of the players he's going to play with and already knows what it's like to play for a coach who's going to play him all the time. And he answers the bell. He doesn't miss a game. He logs minutes. knows the city. Well, what else can you do here? A great idea. Now, you know, is that enough to dethrone the Celtics?
Also bringing 20 points a game to them.
That's right. Can he dethrone the Celtics with these Knicks?
I hope so.
I know you do.
Seems unlikely.
I hope so.
It seems unlikely. Well, I'll get that ready for Friday for what's more likely.
Hey.
But we are in the middle of this Wednesday show. So we're, as I mentioned, we're going to be all over the map a little bit today. Right here on Roku, on this here portal and platform, you can watch Formula E. And it's the world's first all-electric world championship motorsports series. And the CEO of Formula E, Jeff Dodds, is going to be here in studio, hour number two. And hour number three, guy I met in May at a golf outing, who happens to be one of the most fascinating dudes I've ever met in just a short amount of time. He is the co-founder and CEO of Lava Media and Lava for Good and Lava Records, a guy who discovered, if you will, Katy Perry.
Oh.
And so many more. And he's also the host of the Wrongful Conviction podcast. His name is Jason Flom. He's here. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So we're going to expand your brain, expand your mind. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some conversation. We're going to keep an eye on for any more NBA trades and moves in advance of tonight's draft. Sam Amick is going to tell us what the Lakers are up to and what anything might be going down tonight and his two cents on this Knicks-Nets trade. But let's take a break. And when we come back, the second gentleman of the United States of America, Doug Emhoff, is going to be joining us in studio. Don't you dare miss it. This is a Wednesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show, unlike any other. This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier. But then again, there's that axiom. Bigger kids, bigger problems. Like having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. My wife and I know all about it. Our oldest kid has got a Greenlight card. It's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then that Greenlight app includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family needs and rewards kids with allowances for a job well done. Again, my wife and I have a Greenlight card for our oldest kid, and you should as well. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/RICH to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/rich. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel, our radio audience will rejoin us in a couple minutes' time. This is a big moment for me because it's very rare to have a good friend on the show who also happens to be the second gentleman of the United States of America. He's Doug Emhoff here on the program. Good to see you, sir.
Good
How are you?
Good to be here, finally.
Look at us.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
We've been cultivating this caper.
We've been working on it.
For quite some time. Look at us. And let's just put up the picture to start this whole thing off. 2018, summer of 2018, you were my plus one at the All-Star game. Look at us. Look at us two. Look at us two kids right there, Doug.
Well, that was in D.C., right?
That was in D.C. Now that's right. The All-Star game, July 17th, 2018.
And now look.
Now look.
I'm in your memorabilia-filled...
My memorabilia-filled studio.
This is great.
I know. And I know you've been knowing what I'll just say this too. I lost my entertainment lawyer to the United States of America. Chris, I never thought I would say that into this microphone.
Yeah, sacrifice.
But yeah, so I mean, we've known each other, personal business, the whole thing. So then it's good to see you, man.
It's good to see you, and just seeing this whole setup. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Great.
I appreciate you saying that. And I showed you all this memorabilia here in studio and. So, I know you're a diehard sports fan and all that good stuff. So, and you were seeing all this stuff here that you were saying you saw the Believe sign that you met the cast of Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah, they came to the White House, and it's just one of those surreal things. I was actually just heading to go do something else.
Right.
What's all this hubbub? And there's a whole cast of Ted Lasso in the White House.
Just sitting right there.
In like the China room. looking at the plates from 200 plus years ago.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah. You
know, the whole thing. And Doug Emhoff is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Radio audience is just about to rejoin us here on the Roku channel. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. As the second gentleman of the United States, my good friend Doug Emhoff is here on the program. And I just want to start off with this because, again, I know you've been second gentleman for, three plus years and whatever. Do you ever just sit back and just say, certainly you're here in Los Angeles where this is your town. This is your, if you will, former life, right? Do you ever sit around and just go, what is going on with my life sometimes, Doug? You ever do that?
Every day.
Yeah.
It's still very surreal. And you and I have had this conversation offline where especially when I come home and you see the vestiges of what my life was, even having a conversation with you as someone I've known a long time and worked with, it's still surreal when you think, wow, I went from this to being the first second gentleman ever, married to the first woman vice president ever. I've traveled to almost every single state in the union as second gentleman. I've been on multiple international trips representing our great nation, leading presidential delegations, going to worldwide sport events, inaugurations of world leaders, state dinners. And you think, I'm just this kid from Agora High School who went to CSUN, and here I am on the world stage. And then I come back home, and it gets a little... as you say, surreal sometimes, but just stay focused. The traits that you knew me as a lawyer, focus, discipline, stay in the moment, stay calm when it's not calm, always be prepared and get the job done. And that's how I've approached this and support Kamala.
Of course. And so in of the many things that you're up to and doing of importance and also on behalf of the administration, what is the sports diplomacy that you're doing? Because that has got to be, again, I know you're a diehard sports fan. Out of everything that you mentioned about what you're doing, you still probably put way up at the top of your list the importance of things for you is fantasy football draft and things of that nature.
I know
that goes without saying, but sometimes you have to say it. But what is sports diplomacy? You must be having a blast doing that.
You know, as your viewers know, sports just brings us together.
Right.
In a world that sometimes appears divided, and again, I don't think it's as divided as they say because I'm traveling around the country.
Right.
But sports brings us together, period. And the more things that I can do as second gentleman, again, on behalf of the entire nation.
Across aisles and things like
that. Across aisles and ideology, because when you're talking about a team, you're talking about a sport, and you're there, there's a huge commonality. And then, so it breaks down what other barriers are purportedly between us. And so whether it's going to the NFL draft when I braved the 300,000 folks to come see you, my friend, and the Secret Service was pretty happy about that. Not really.
Could you walk through the crowd,
yeah,
right?
That was
200,000 people there. And
We did. That was... but being in under that tent, and we were next to the super fan groups.
Yeah.
And I went to see my beloved Ram super fans, yeah, and the Commander fans, which since I'm in DC part of the time, I've,
sure,
you know, secondary team. And we weren't talking politics. We were talking about our collective love of football and sports in general, and just this bringing of people together, whether it's, I traveled to New Zealand for the Women's World Cup. I went to the NBA All-Star game in Indianapolis. I was at the NCAA, finals, mm-hmm, recently. So it's great. So the more I can do that, it's something I love, like some millions of other people, but I do it to show that we can all come together.
Who's the one person you met where you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. The sports person that you met, Doug.
Oh man. There's just so many. And it's just hard to say. I was just in Birmingham, Alabama. For the Major League game. The night before, there was an events, and there was a celebrity game. Mm-hmm. And just to meet some of the old, Joe Torre, for instance, who I've never met Joe Torre in all, mm-hmm, these years. And I was like, that's him. Joe Torre. But the fact that he knew who I was, that always blows my mind. Like if you're meeting like someone that everyone knows about, it's like, oh my God, that's so-and-so. Like, you know me? So Joe Torre knew who I was. And
that's so cool.
So that I took pictures. And that was one where I sent it to my father, sent it to my buddies that I've grown up with, sent it to my son. That was one of those, it just transcends generations, a legend like that, where everyone knows. And I could say, wow, I met this guy.
Doug Emhoff here on the Rich Eisen Show. Whose fantasy league are you in? Like what? Like the second gentleman? Is there a White House fantasy league or something like that?
This is a reveal.
Okay.
This is breaking news.
Okay,
there is a White House Fantasy Football League.
Okay.
We just had our second year. But my main league, which I've talked to you about for, mm-hmm, many years, it's 34 years now. It started, or 35 years. It started in 1989 when I was at USC Law School. And it was a bunch of guys that I was in class with. And then it morphed into a league with my first law firm. And so it's essentially the same crew. We're all getting up there. Mm-hmm. We all have kids in our 20s to late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. So my son, Cole, mm-hmm, is my partner. Mm-hmm. To date, the team is still called Team Nirvana, which I named in the early 90s.
For the band?
For the band. And it's still called Team Nirvana. And never changed it.
You're frozen in time, Doug
Emhoff.
Frozen in time.
It's like my musical taste. And he has come on as such a strong co-owner. He started... probably when he was in high school, but he's so good and smart. So we made it to the finals this year. It was a heartbreaker. We lost in the finals because I think it was that Saturday night game where Dax Shepard and Lamb had like 5,000 points.
So you went against CeeDee Lamb in your final.
And Dak. They had the combo. So I think we were done.
Dude.
We were just smoked Saturday night. So
I went against CeeDee Lamb in my final as well. I went against David Njoku on that Thursday night. Yeah. He had like 100 yards against the Jets in the first quarter. Then CeeDee Lamb had 200 yards against the Lions by halftime. I was finished.
We had a decent,
such a depressing
we actually
thing.
Had a decent final, but they had over 200 points.
Okay.
So there is a White House League. So that's my main league. So the White House League, we started, this will be year three. Mm-hmm. And it's great because it's from the second gentleman of the United States, mm-hmm, to comms people, to younger staffers. Mm-hmm. And what's great is the S talking happens. So they don't care who I am and I don't care who they are. So there's a lot of smack going on. And, you know, I took you down, second gentleman.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. And now when I made the playoffs both years, decent teams, but these are people who are really into it. So this is a tough league to to do well. But I did make the playoffs both times.
I got to tell you, man, and I think this is, it gives exactly who you are, because we all have multiple leagues here. Chris is in a league. Do you want to tell the second gentleman about your league, Chris, real quick?
Sure.
Because I think there may be some legislation that may need to be placed in, or maybe an executive order that you can put in to make this illegal. Sure. But go ahead, Chris.
So we do a live draft every year in the city of the team that wins the Super Bowl. So we're going to Kansas City again this year. There are no time limits. So we all go to someone's house or hotel room, what have you, and we just draft. So usually it's about 8 to 9 hours, our draft.
Whoa, no time limits.
No time. It's not my decision.
Go ahead and tell him what happened 1 year.
One year, someone took 28 minutes to take Brian Hartline in the 8th round.
Now, that's fighting words, don't you think, when you're involved in a fantasy, Doug?
So I think I can do like a second gentleman executive order. I'm going to check with the team on fantasy related.
We'll work on the language.
Issues.
We can work on the language.
I beg of you.
Do it in time for the draft.
Please do it.
Man, because we've gone to the, you know, 1 minute and you just move on.
And if it gets to like 50 seconds, you're giving
you
people crap.
Like, let's the commissioner. Go. You have to make a dispo to the commissioner to pause online. So you have to be doing this stuff quick. And our commissioner...
There's a pause? Like, someone...
He has to decide.
What circumstances is there a pause?
Commissioner's discretion.
Do it have to be a national emergency?
It has to be
as far
something,
as I'm concerned.
Something that... But normally, if you don't, then it just auto-picks. So it's a pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty egregious.
But I just love the fact that we're all in multiple leagues. And we all rank them about the one that you really want to win. And I think it speaks to you and who you are. That you want to win isn't the White House League.
That's a side gig. That is more like when I'm with my normal league, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm winning by 20 in the White House League, but whatever. We need to win this one. And I only won it once. So this is in 34 years. I won in the year 2000 when Denver picked up Mike Anderson, you know, the running back.
Of course,
he had the greatest... One-off year, and I rode that to my one and only, so my name's on the trophy, and it's the same trophy. It's almost starting to look like the Stanley Cup. It's got 34 years of this, and the winner of the prior year has to get it engraved. And I promised them in the finals, I said, if the other team tanks, we will host this celebration at the White House this fall. That was not enough to get them to tank,
and they smoked
us. So there you go.
See, you know, there are standards even when you try to influence the situation.
Doesn't matter. Fantasy over that winning that trophy overrode having a party and the draft at the White House.
Could you imagine a draft at the White House? By the way,
you couldn't
have a draft at the White House.
Yeah, that's...
There would not be, you wouldn't pass muster. They would not let you through the doors.
No time limits at the White House?
No, there are time limits at the White House, sir. There are term limits at the White House. So there's going to be time limits. Get out of here.
Finish our draft in 4 years, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Doug, I'm off here on the Rich Eisen Show. So we have fans here on this program phone in frequently, and then there are celebrity guests like yourself who are here. Oh, yes, you're back one. Well, if Joe Torre knows who you are, then you qualify, Doug. Play what we call the win-loss game.
Yeah.
Okay, where we ask you to predict the final record of your favorite team. And that team for you is the Los Angeles Rams, correct? That's your team, correct? Would you like to do the win-loss game, Doug Emhoff, please?
Do I have to do this straight up, or should I be a homer?
No, I mean...
What do people do?
Well,
people are very optimistic, I will say. Not that many people are realistic.
I was.
Well, TJ is a diehard Cowboy fan, and you had the Cowboys going 11-6.
Yeah, I wanted to say 17-0.
I was going to say most Cowboy fans would go undefeated if they did this gig.
So. Oh yes,
I had to keep it real.
That's
though.
Pretty legit.
We did have an Eagles fan say 17-0 for the Eagles.
Okay,
no, that's
kind of been the only.
I'll try
one.
To play it straight up.
We've had a Raider and a Jet fan both call in and say the same record 14-3 for the Jets and the Raiders.
A bit much.
Now, be careful. Nevada's in play, so let's be careful about the Raiders. Let's say, okay, 14-3 sounds great for the Las Vegas Raiders, but that is pie in the sky.
I remember L.A. was L.A. Raiders.
That's right. Still a place
in my heart for the Raiders, for sure.
Okay, so we've got the Rams. We have not had a Rams fan do this yet.
I think Susie had one when Susie was here because Susie loves playing the win-loss game.
We had Jason in Fresno.
Don't tell him the record yet, Chris.
So here we go. Okay. Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman of the United States of America, playing the win-loss game for his favorite team, the Los Angeles Rams. Let's give some music to.
Here we go.
All right.
To add a little bit of flavor. Here we go. First up, Doug Emhoff. There's the schedule up there on the screen. At the Lions.
Oh, man.
On a Sunday night to start the season.
You just got the whole Jared Goff thing. And having been there for the draft and the energy and the enthusiasm, I'm gonna put an L on that one. But close game. Oh. It's not going to be a blowout, but...
Sort of like the playoff game.
I'm gonna throw an L on that one.
At the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a big W. Big W.
Home for the 49ers. Now, this is on the home front. A dicey prediction for you.
I'm gonna take the W on this one, but close game at SoFi.
Okay, yes, it is.
Yeah, so this is
home opener.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win that game.
2-1 at the Chicago Bears.
We're gonna go 3-1.
Okay.
Although Caleb going there, I went to USC. So I got to meet him at the draft.
And
I was like, let's go, fight on. I got to meet the coach. I said, are we going to be good on the defense?
Did you try Lincoln Riley?
I did. He said, we're working on it. I said, I may be second gentleman, but I'm still an obnoxious alumni.
So that's what you were able to ask.
Tell him that. Yeah.
Fantastic. 3-1, yeah. Home for the Packers.
They're going to be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be a homer, but I just feel at home. With that home field advantage,
whose house?
Whose house?
Rams' house. All right, 4-1, 4-game win streak off the bye, home for the Raiders.
It's got to be a W. Okay. I know I'm sounding like the person I didn't want to sound like. It's pissing me off. I'm sorry. Second gentleman's a homer. No,
that's okay. Go with your gut. 5-1. Home for the Vikings, short week.
Do they so not
Vikings...
play any road games? What's happening?
It's 3 in a row at home.
We're going to take down the Vikes.
Okay. Sure. 6-game win streak, 6-1 at the Seahawks.
And we're gonna beat the Seahawks. It's a close game.
7-1 back home on a Monday night against the Miami Dolphins.
Tua's going to take us down.
What?
I think we're going to lose that game.
Ooh. Now, are you just saying that because you're uncomfortable that you've predicted 7 wins in a row?
A little bit.
Okay, very good. He's correcting the mean.
A little bit.
All right, very good.
I do like Tua, and as long as he stays healthy, I like their coach too a lot.
Me too. I do like Mike McDaniel.
I like watching them. So we'll take the L there.
7-2 at the Patriots.
We're gonna crush them. That's kind of like my Laker thing about the Celtics.
About Boston, okay.
There's residual, but yeah.
Okay, so that's 8-2 home for the Eagles.
All right, because my great friend and our first lady, Dr. Jill Biden,
yes,
loves the Philadelphia team. I'm going to take the L there.
Okay, you know what?
I don't want to have to face. She's
wow.
Look, Jalen, I, they're good.
Okay, and you can go back in the Oval Office.
If
head
they
held
can
high.
Fix, okay. They, if they can get to that point of the season last year, what were they, 10-1 or 2 at that point?
That's correct.
And I think they know they got to fix some things. So
you're 8-3 at the Saints.
Yeah, we're gonna beat the Saints.
All right, 9-3 back home against the Bills.
Yeah, this is gonna be a tough couple of games here. I'm gonna go 1-1. I'm gonna say we're gonna beat the Bills and we're gonna lose to the Niners.
Okay,
in San Francisco.
Yeah, because it's a turnaround right back at it.
Yeah,
short week.
And it's a Sunday Thursday, and we'll have already beaten them in week 3. It's all going to be up for grabs there.
10-4 at the Jets.
I know you're.
It's okay. Listen, this is straight up. How do you feel?
Yeah, we're gonna come on. Come on.
What does that mean? Come on, Doug. Dude, what does that mean? Come on.
W. Can I spell it?
You could.
You have to say it.
Say it. It's a win. Okay. Home for the Cardinals.
Yeah, we're going to win these last two games.
Wow.
So what are we, 12-4?
You have them at 13-4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doug?
I know this sounds homerish. I know the sound. But look at how they finished last year. They've tightened up.
I'm with you.
I mean, Puka. 13-4. I mean, you've got...
And you got my guy, Blake Corum, from Michigan.
They do, and I was there when they did that draft.
So psyched. All right, so do I refer to you as Doug in L.A. or Doug in D.C.?
Come on, man, I'm L.A. Okay, this is my home. Whenever someone says, how do you like living in D.C.? I said, I'm in D.C., but I live in L.A.
Oh, very good.
This is my home.
Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman of the United States, nice. Thinks the Rams are going 13-4. He didn't want to be that guy, and he turned out to be that guy.
I guess I was.
You are who you are, Doug.
I am who I am.
No apologies. So you're heading to Angel City FC today? Is that what you're
today
doing?
Today I've got a sports event, Angel City. I'm going to the big Mexico-Venezuela game tonight at SoFi.
At SoFi. I'm going to be there too. Susan and I are bringing a kid. I'll let you know. I'll let you know where I am.
Yeah, so we've talked about this. This
vice
is
versa.
That period of time where you're football, we're anticipating football.
Right.
We've just had a great NHL Game 7.
Yep.
NBA's done. Kind of the
you don't
want to
talk about
baseball,
the Celtics. I love this Laker fan over here. No, I know that.
It was so funny how that still is in you where... my son Cole came out for Father's Day weekend and in D.C. and we went to a sports bar to watch one of the games.
You went to a sports bar?
It was with...
Just strolling in? I mean, you can't stroll.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. But it was just so many Celtics fans in there and Cole and I were just not rooting for them.
I do not blame you. And then just what do you want to say about getting the message out to vote? Doug Emhoff.
Well, this is a democracy. This is a country built on the will of the people and having free and fair elections and voting and making it not difficult to vote, but making it, you know, everyone needs to be able to vote and just express, you know, the will of the people through voting. And that's what democracy is. So, I obviously am supporting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm very proud of President Biden and the work that he's done. And Kamala, my wife, I love her, but she's doing a great job. So for me, that's who I'm going to support. But it really, for me, to your audience, it's just go out and register. Make sure you make your voice known. So all the issues that are important to you, all of these things can be handled by voting. And especially to the younger viewers out there, who some may think, oh, what does it mean to me? It does. All this stuff matters. You don't want people making decisions that affect your life, especially if you're a younger person. You want to get in the mix, get out there, get your friends out there. And it's a beautiful country. It's a great country. It's like just being in this role, you know, makes you so patriotic and to represent the United States of America. It's worth fighting for. And the way to do that is to get out there and vote.
Make sure you register as well and do
just
it in time and learn.
Do it
learn
in time. And if you're out in college, make sure you know what all the rules are so you can register and go out and vote. That's what this country's all about.
Doug Emhoff, I love you, man. It's just so great to see what you're doing and who you are and who you always have been. And it's still that guy
just
sitting in the
chair.
Feels
like
next
our
to me.
Normal. It does. Shtick, but we're doing it on your show.
It is that. It does feel like it. It does feel like that.
All right, man.
I will hope to see you tonight and, at the soccer
love
game.
To
at the football.
And say hi to your fans.
And say hi to the vice president, please.
I will, buddy.
You got it. At Douglas Emhoff on Twitter, at Second Gentleman on Instagram. Follow this guy. And that'll wrap it up for Doug Emhoff right here in his first in-person appearance on The Rich Eisen Show. We're back to take your phone calls. All the phone lines are lit. Everybody wants to play the win-loss game now.
I mean,
look at you being a leader.
I just didn't want to, I guess.
You're that guy!
I'm that guy! I can't help it.
Hey, everybody. This just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game. During the summer, I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do And you should, too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
First up is the point guard from the Venice Beach Locals, Sydney Dean.
Great handle, somewhat of a trash talker, a little bit of a gym rat, but really hustles out on the floor.
Yes, right.
He is undersized and tends to over dribble a little bit, and he also tends to hustle in a negative fashion. But he has played against quality competition, including Freeman Williams, Nigel Miguel, who played at UCLA, Marcus Johnson was in that movie, and then Gary Moeller, who played at UC Santa Barbara, whose dad pitched for the Dodgers, Joe Moeller.
Next up is from Hickory High School, shooting guard Jimmy Chitwood.
Jimmy Chitwood, spot-up shooter, tends to demand the ball, especially in huddles. He'll make his teammates better, although not particularly supportive of Ollie when he took that free throw, those free throws at the end of the game, the underhanded free throws against Cedar Knob was the opponent. And who doesn't enjoy saying Cedar Knob on national radio? The problem, he's not always motivated, and Jimmy Chitwood tends to get a little chummy with the alumni. And I think a little questionable relationship with his teacher, Barbara Hershey.
Wow.
I think
All right, last one for you. He plays tons of position, guard, forward, and center from Beacon Hills High School, Teen Wolf. Jay, what do you think about his abilities?
Teen Wolf, whose name in the film was Scott Howard, when he wasn't a wolf. Great vertical leap, plays above the rim. I think you could refer to him literally and figuratively as a beast. Only 5'3", but plays much bigger.
Yep.
The problem is he comes from a small town in Nebraska, so he'd have to cut family ties. And then he's occasionally violent, although his hair is perfect.
Yes. Doug Emhoff saw that on the way out the door. He said he was a summer associate with Jay Billis once upon a time. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Fire it up and fire up the party, people. Get that Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes, and the grill is hot in 15 minutes. Cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone. You can add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill today. That was fun. You imagine you become the second gentleman of the United States of America.
Right.
You join a White House league for fantasy. Uh-huh. Everybody wants to beat you. Everybody wants to beat you. Everybody in that administration wants to say that. They took on the second gentleman
of course.
In fantasy football. And still, he doesn't care. He wants to win that league he's been in for 34 years.
I understand.
Don't you?
Heck yeah.
I mean, we could create this league right now for us here.
Can we put him in it?
In studio. Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. I'll bring that up.
You know, for years, I've been trying to do a show league with Jodie Foster. When she came in.
Yeah, really wants Jodie Foster in our fantasy league.
And she was like, I'd be down. And yet you guys never wanted to do a league. So.
Because we're I don't need like a
Enough. That's what I'm saying. Like we're already
in that league that you're in that you hate so much.
I don't want to root for the whole NFL to score a touchdown.
Because even if the second gentleman was in that league with us, and if Jody Foster, by some lightning strike, we can get both of them in this league just because they've, you know, we can reach out to both of them, right? Let's just say, because, you know, you got to get schedules all aligned and whatever. So let's just say we do that. I'd still want to win my poker league more than that. Like, we all have
right,
one.
Right,
like,
right. I want to win the league that you hate, right. And that's fine. Right. And it would all be secondary, even though we'd be beating the second gentleman and Jody Foster.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's some serious pelts to put on the fantasy
wall. Sure, I mean, that would be great.
But even that.
Didn't we beat Buble in the finals once?
Is that a
metaphor for anything?
No, I think we really did.
Michael Buble.
I think we beat Buble in the playoffs. I'm just
yeah, we won and done Buble.
One and done Buble.
This is year 25 for my main league, so I completely understand. That's
I love
the
it.
Oh yeah,
I want the most 3-time champion.
All right. Speaking of lawyers, I guess a whole legal hour. All rise, Terzo in Iowa, the only other lawyer we kind of know right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Terzo? You there, Terzo?
Oh, no. Bad connection at Carl's.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you what happened, man.
Sorry, guys.
Hey!
I thought Secret Service cut the phone line.
All rise.
What I was trying to say is you got some of the coolest guests that come on your show, man.
Thanks, bud.
Not often do I get to call in and disagree with the second gentleman of the 13-4
Don't worry. I'm sure a lot of people in Iowa disagree with him. Don't worry about it. You're not alone.
For a different reason. Yeah, for a different reason. But I agreed with what he said about getting out and voting.
But you disagree with his take on the Niners, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Well, you know I took that one to heart.
Right,
come
I know.
Now.
Right, exactly. But what else is on your mind?
Well, Rich, I think it was a couple weeks ago whenever I called and I asked you what it would take for the Knicks in this offseason to start to compete with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect them to make this trade. I love it. I think it's a great trade for them.
I do too. It's just not a name like, you know, somebody's going to be playing on the Olympic team type name, right?
You
like
don't
some
need that name,
bold face. That's exactly. Well, that's the question because Brunson is that name. And so
exactly. You've
got to get complementary pieces who can win you a game if Brunson has an off game.
Yeah, you need your Richard Pritchards and guys like that.
Richard Pritchard.
And he's
you mean the ones who walk before scoring before halftime?
Stop. Four steps.
Sorry, Terzo. Didn't mean to cut you off to make a gratuitous joke, but I did.
I'm used to that happening. with his skill set, though, like you were talking earlier, he's a spot-up shooter, and when Brunson brings all that attention, you want that guy on the outside, and he can guard Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I think it's a great ad. So good on you guys for making that move and not giving up a single first rounder this
year.
This draft tonight, I'm excited to watch.
Am I going to sit here and go, oh, my God, they gave up the 2029 first after 2027 and 2025 and then the one in 2031? I mean, honestly, if that guy wins you a playoff game or two or gets you to as close to the championship as you've been in a long time, are you going to lament that?
Nope. Well, what if the Nets use all those picks to get Wemby?
Why would they? Okay.
Take it all day. In the NBA, there's only so many great players that come out each year, and I'd rather roll the dice on the guy that's already proven.
Terzo, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Or Luka gets sick of Dallas, and the Nets package all these picks to go get him.
Wemby's not leaving. They're not by trade, at least.
What do you mean? Tom Brady's never leaving New England, and Peyton Manning's never leaving the Colts.
That was after he won six Knicks, championships, bro.
Knicks shouldn't make this trade now to save their powder just in case Wemby has an itch after 2-3 seasons in San Antonio.
All these picks, you could go get Giannis. We know he's always, stuff brewing there.
Don't you think it would take more than 5 first-rounders and a second and a protected, unprotected pick swap to get Giannis? They'd have to give up actual real humans more than Bogdanovich? More than Bogdan?
Bofa?
Oh. You trade your whole team except Brunson and every pick you have to get Giannis.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Assets
anyway.
Are assets, man.
And by the way,
and now you have less of them.
And by the way, guess what? Guess what? If Giannis says, I want to leave Milwaukee and I want to go to New York, you know what the Knicks don't need? That many assets. Because he could just say, I want to go there, and I want to go now, and I want a cheeseburger, and he'll get everything and like it.
We'll see.
So, Knicks can go ahead and get Nicole. And part of the reason why he might choose New York is because they made this trade. They're aggressive, and they're adding people to an already talented roster.
A guy that already gets hurt wants to play for Tibbs?
Who's getting hurt?
Yeah, hurt all the time.
Oh, great. Then bring him. So then you can't blame it on the coach. You know? Great. Listen, let me ask you this question.
Wemby.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you smell...
But the Rock is cooking?
No.
Oh.
Fear?
Yeah, right, bro.
Do you smell fear? Why is he put, like, what's with the pushback?
His arrogance right now, Rich, is at an all-time high.
Hold on a minute.
So he's not going to sniff any
fear. Do you smell fear?
The only thing funnier is being afraid of the Sixers.
Let's see.
I do like this. This is good. This is good.
This is where this is. No, you're trying to incite workplace violence.
No,
now,
it's good. It's good. It's good.
Secret Service is gone, right? We can now.
I don't know. I
think my man, each other.
My man Saint might still be around the corner, and we bonded. So,
no, it's all right. They're not here to protect me or anybody else.
He was real quiet. He didn't say that then. You know.
No. I'm just saying. Do you smell like? How else should we interpret this?
Arrogance,
like, what are you saying? Well, the Knicks should save their powder for Giannis. Just in case he wants to leave next year, or Wemby.
Take one of the Mikal Bridges to beat the Celtics, bro.
Wemby spent 1 year in San Antonio, and he's already thinking he wants out just because it's San Antonio.
What if they trade for Wemby?
By the way, San Antonio
0% chance Wemby finishes his career with the Spurs.
San Antonio has way more rings than the Celtics have had since 1986.
When Tim Duncan got drafted. You probably said there's 0% chance he finishes in San Antonio.
I smell fear.
All right, in 20 years we'll.
That's the scent of fear I smell in this studio. That's what I smell.
It's arrogance, Rich. That's that smell. Arrogance.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of season 2 of the hit podcast series, In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.